Yael, I know you've been losing a lot of sleep over snakes.
Snakes? What snakes?
You know, whether snakes lost their limbs on land or in the sea.
Oh, well, as long as we're talking millions of years ago and not in my bedroom right now.
Anyway, scientists have been debating this question for a long time. Some believe that snakes evolved on land and that their ancestors were small, burrowing lizards. And others believe that snakes evolved from the mosasaurs, giant swimming lizards that lived 144 to 65 million years ago.
Sounds like a job for a DNA analysis.
Except that it's difficult to analyze the genes of the extinct mosasaurs. So instead, scientists at Penn State analyzed the genes of their closest living relatives, the monitor lizards. In fact, these scientists examined genetic material representing all 19 living lizard families and 17 of the 25 families of living snakes. They analyze the differences in genetic structure that inevitably result from the slight mutations that develop over time. This enabled them to map a genetic family tree.
And what did they discover?
That snakes aren't closely related to monitor lizards. Now, because the mosasaurs, the monitor lizards' ancestors, were the only marine lizards around when snakes evolved, snakes must have evolved from lizards living on land.
But why would they lose their limbs?
Well, there's a strong correlation between the burrowing lifestyle and very small limbs or the complete loss of limbs. Some burrowing lizards have reduced limbs and some have lost one or both pairs. After all, you could fit into much smaller openings if you didn't need a pelvis or shoulders to support your limbs.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Craig Nelson in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.